Welcome back to Crunch Time. Let's think about wrapping things up with the way we finish the show on a Thursday leading up to 4 o'clock with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The Lightning Round!
It is the Lightning Round. We got brawls going all around. I'm kind of lazy, because mentally I'm still on vacation. It's a Lightning Round.
Bye.
Worst one ever.
Okay.
It wasn't great.
It's down there with the worst of them, for sure.
Not great.
1 year ago, I asked you what would be more likely for the 2016 college football season. You said that two teams from the same conference would get into the playoff, and it's just another one of your predictions gone wrong. So I'm going to ask you the same thing again this year, as we're 2 days from starting the 2017 season, which is most likely to happen by the end of the 2017 season. A group of five school makes the playoff. Last year, the hype was around Houston. This season, it could be USF, the only group of six school to reach the top 25. B, a two-loss team makes the playoff. You've got Bama and Florida State playing in week one. And that's already one team that's a playoff favorite going into week two with a loss. Or C, two teams from the same conference make the playoff. It's yet to happen as the playoff moves into its fourth season. But the Big Ten and ACC are looking to take over the title as best conference from the SEC, and they look like the favorites to make history.
I'm giving up on that two from the same conference. I don't think that's likely, especially as long as there's a Power Five. They know what the outcry would be. Group of five this year. I'm going to go with B almost by default. And I think as parity takes root, we're going to have that season where there's like two really, really superior teams are going unbeaten, and then everybody loses the second game. I'm going B.
On a historic night in Pittsburgh, the Pirates managed the impossible, actually beating the Dodgers. On top of that, they did it with only one hit. Rich Hill lost a perfect game in the ninth, then a no-hitter, the shutout, and the win in the tenth. It was pretty awesome for a Giants fan. Fill in the blank. Rich Hill losing a game, giving up only one hit, was blank.
Wow, I'm an excellent driver. And do I get like to fill in a phrase?
You can do
a phrase. Word? The exact opposite of the Dodger season so far.
All right. Another fill in the blank, but this one to Blake Bortles, career record 11-34. He loses his job to Chad Henne, career record of 18-35. Bortles surprised many with a good season in 2015, but he's now known as the best quarterback to play when games are already over. Comparing the two quarterbacks' numbers, and please, if you don't have to, don't look at them. They're horrible. Oh, Henne is actually slightly better than Bortles, but only because he's played in more games. Their per-game averages are almost exactly the same in everything. Blake Bortles losing the starting job in Jacksonville is blank.
What you would expect from the Browns quarterback.
With a home run every 2.5 games this season, Giancarlo Michael Stanton is well on his way to ending
good
the season
one.
As home run king. He hit his 48th today, making it 48 in the last week. Stanton's pace has him hitting another 15 this season, totaling 63 homers. Stanton has said that his goal in the real home run record is to hit 61. What percent chance do you have of Stanton hitting 60 home runs this season?
Ooh, you know, that's amazing, because, and I'll talk about this later, and this will surface. Guys like him, he's really streaky. I mean, it seemed like he, like you said, he had like 24. He was kind of in the conversation. Now he's up 11 on the entire major leagues. So I'm going to give him a 50-50 shot, because he could actually cool off for a couple weeks and then go on another tear.
I think that's the highest percentage you've ever given one of these questions.
Okay.
Mayweather-McGregor is this Saturday night. The odds on Mayweather have slowly been dropping, but basically because McGregor was such an underdog from the start, you almost had to put money on him if you want, like, just because. Instead of who wins this fight, because we already know what you think about that, what about which total is higher? The passing touchdowns in both the Oregon and Colorado State games and Stanford and Rice, or the number of total rounds in the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Okay, so you're saying more touchdown passes in OSU, Colorado State.
And Stanford Rice.
And Stanford Rice, or total rounds in McGregor-Mayweather. So two, to. So in essence, I'm thinking that they need to get into like the ninth round. I'm gonna, because like I said, I don't trust this fight. This fight should be over in a round. But this is gonna end up going deep. There's gonna be a farce. Somebody's gonna bite somebody. Some judge is gonna go to jail for a conspiracy to throw the fight. I'm gonna go with the McGregor Mayweather fight.
All right, and last one, the Champions League groups were drawn this morning. I asked after Paris Saint-Germain signed Neymar what percent chance they would win the Champions League. You said 20%. PSG were drawn into a group with Bayern Munich, Anderlecht of Belgium, and Celtic of the Scottish Premier League. So what percent chance do you give PSG of winning their Champions League group?
Wow. This, I mean, if you look up trying to pull one out of your rear end in the dictionary, there is the August 24th edition of the lightning round, because I got no freaking idea. So naturally, I'm going to go Joe Montana, 16%.
Okay.
I probably couldn't even have told you who two of those teams were. Maybe one.
You should know about Bayern Munich. I've worn their jersey before. You should know about them.
PS, what's the team you asked me about?
PSG.
Paris Saint-Germain.
The thing is, PSG is a major power company back east. So I hear that and I was like, oh God, I'm only paying E-Web. I'm not paying other electric bills.
By the way, if you are paying attention to the Champions League, watch out for Group H. Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, Tottenham Hotspur are all in that one.
And when does this start?
It starts in September. They play each other. It's six games. It's a round robin. It goes on until basically April, the whole Champions League year.
Oh, wow. So that's not one of these things where we don't know why they're playing, why the houses are packed, and why they're handing out a cup nobody ever heard of?
No, this is one of the bigger ones.
They play like one game a month leading up to the final, basically.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes even less sense.
Well, they go back to their league season because it's their league team, and so they go
so
back to that.
I get confused between the Champions League and the Premier League, and then the what's the
coffee. That's why Nick's here.
All right.
Yeah, I know all of that stuff.
And don't think that doesn't scare me and many like me.